The church is dedicated to Saint Dicaen, a Cornish saint reputed to have lived in the early 400s. He was the son of Custennin Gornei, Constantine of Cornwall. In Welsh, the word Llan means enclosure or church, and often village names that begin with Llan take their name from the saint who founded a church there. This village is unusual in that it has taken the name of Dicaen's place of origin. Cornwall in Welsh is Cernyw, so Llan Gernyw can be translated as the enclosure or church of the Cornishman. Although St Dicaen is said to have founded a church somewhere in this area, the oldest part of this church, the nave, is probably late medieval. This might explain the layout, in the form of a cross. But in the 1800s, refurbishment of the church removed the original windows and much of the earlier building. Look in the grounds for one of the oldest trees in the United Kingdom. It's a yew and is around 4,000 years old, believe it or not. The trunks we see today are relatively young. The original ones rotted away long ago, as new growth from the same roots encircled them. The symbolism of this process of death and regeneration fascinated the Celts, and perhaps the presence of the yew tree was the reason why St Dicaen chose this site to establish the original church here. In the mid-1700s, there was a market held in and around the church, much to the disdain of the then vicar, John Kenrick. Letters from him give us an insight to what was happening.
They had markets around the tree, with stalls in the cemetery, meat hanging in the church porch, and people smoking and drinking at the altar.
In 1749, Kenrick began nailing up the churchyard gate on market day and stationing stout fellows at the other entrances. But evidence of the markets can still be found inside the church.
The old font is worn down on one side. There are two beliefs why. Either the Romans used the stone to sharpen their swords, or the market butchers would sharpen their knives on it.
On the outskirts of the village is Hafod Ynos Hall. Hafod Ynos, Hafod Yn Nos in Welsh, means summer dwelling of one night. And it's believed to have been built on an earlier monastic foundation, one where St Winifred's body rested there for one night, Yn Nos, en route from Holywell to Gwythyrn Churchyard. From Llangernyw, head west down into the beautiful Conwy Valley. The Conwy River rises high in one of the most desolate places in Snowdonia, before descending via Betws y Coed and down to the Irish Sea at Conwy. The river meanders, gushing through narrow gorges before entering the Conwy estuary above Conwy town itself. The route takes you past many archaeological remains, including Neolithic portal tombs, Bronze Age field systems, Iron Age hill forts, a Roman fort and road, and two of the oldest churches in Wales. Heading west along the A55, pass Conwy with its dramatic castle and reach Pemau Mawr, where there is another audio trail in this series. If you have time, stop at the pretty village of Rowen and visit Seon Chapel, where there's a pilgrim's porch with lots more information about the North Wales Pilgrim's Way and the history of the village. And as you head down the coast of Hearn, turn off into the charming village of Clynog Fawr for our next stop.